Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestros Daf Yud Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Alocha Gimel. We're starting the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Halukeach Tomorim V'Wasid L'Dorsum. Someone who purchases dates, but he did not finish the process yet, they still need to be Nidros, they still have to be pressed together. Guroi Gors, he's taking dry figs, V'Wasid L'Dorsum. He's still about to press them as well together. Rameir holds that Mechiro, selling, obligates you in Meiser. So because he purchased it, even though it's still in the middle of the process, it's Chayav in Meiser. You're not allowed to eat from it outright. Now let eat from it temporarily because it's Chayav in Meiser. If the seller is an Amoritz, the buyer should assume that maybe the seller already did the Trumas Meisers, knowing that the buyer will be Chayav in Meiser. So Dumai means it's a suffix. Maybe the seller did it, maybe not. That's where a mayor holds. Because it's already came, once someone purchased it, it's obligated in Maiser. V'chachoyim and chorim say, oichol me'emarai, he eats from emarai, umetakrem vaday. He eats from him temporarily, meaning he can eat from him a small meal, which is not a kviyus seudo. And when he does Maisers, he does it vaday, because the Amoritz did not do Maisers, because it's not obligated in Maiser, even when the guy purchased it. Because this goes like Rabbanon, the whole that purchase, Kenyan, a Mechira sale does not obligate in Meiser. Rabbi Yossi, Rav Hilo, Rav Lozer, Rav Shem, Chalaifai, Oma Avyoino, Ashkun Kosu, Bepin Kose de Chalaifai. We found in the notebook of Chalaifai that said, Oichel mehem arai umetaklim demai. You can eat him temporarily, meaning it's not Chav in Meiser, and you have to do Meiser's demai suffer because maybe the Amoritz did it. So this doesn't work like we said till now. Till now we said, if it's Chav and Meiser, so you assume the Amoritz maybe did it, and that's why it's a Sofik. If it's not Chav and Meiser, definitely the Amoritz did not do it. But here we're saying it's not Chav and Meiser, and you still have an assumption that maybe the Amoritz did it. That's like what's coming and asking. If he's eating Arai, so Misakrim Vada. So that means that for sure the Amoritz did not fix it. You have to do full Tikkun. It's not a Sofik. If it's a Sofik, maybe the Amoritz did it. So the Yasur Lechol Memari, you can't be married, that means that it's already obligated in Meiser. Because until now, that's what we assumed, that either it is obligated and then it's Dumai and you're not allowed to eat it, or it's not obligated and then it's a vow that you for sure need to do Meiser and you're allowed to eat from it. All right. So what is this mix right now? So answer the Gemara, B'yasi B'shav Hilo, Oichel Memari, Mishun Dovo Shlo Ningamor Melachter. Yeah, you can eat from it, all right, because it's not finished. If it's not finished, you're not Chayav. You're not obligated in Meiser just because it was sold. So why misak in the mai? Mitoch shir dea shebeis to toivel amhu afu mafish truma mishor vishoino. The Amoritz who sells it, he knows once he sells it's not chayav in Meiser yet. But once the buyer will take it to his house, then it is chayav in Meiser. When it's roye pnei habayis, it's chayav in Meiser. So he knows that sooner or later the buyer will be chayav in Meiser. So that's why he does truma early. And as we learned before, when you do truma early, it doesn't obligate you in Meiser necessarily. Being mafresh truma is not mechayev yon meiser. So here we're saying that the Amoritz maybe did truma, which we assume he did right, and meiser, which we're not sure he did. He may did it pre the chiyuv. Now as we learned till now that the Amoritz doesn't do it until he knows for sure the chiyuv is coming, he could do it even a little bit earlier. So therefore, when you want to do meiser, you don't assume it's for sure chayev meiser. It's a suffik. It is demai. Says the more kakolas teinim, we learned in the Mishnah that anything which is in the middle of the process, if you took out Trumo, it's not Mechayev and Meiser, but except if it's a Kalkol Shaltanim, except if it's a basket of figs. Omar Blos, but Kalkol Shakol Dover, he must need so. Not necessarily figs. Any item. If it's in a basket, it means it's Kavua, it's ready to be eaten. And if you did Trumo, you're Chayev and Meiser. Rav Shimon Matir Mikav HaChomer. So this goes to the next part of the Mishnah. The Rav Shimon said that even when from a basket, you're Potter, if you took out Trumo, you're still Potter for a Meiser. What's the reason for Rav Shimon? He has a kavu chaymer. Umayim b'shoshe shel azikas shloisha maisers. When you have three obligations of these fruits, truma, maiser rishon, and maiser sheni, at omay mutar, you can eat it arai. It's not chayav and maiser until you don't do a kvius. B'shoshe inale al azikas shnei maisers. You took a truma, and now the only thing you're obligated to do is maiser rishon, maiser sheni. Lokoshkan, of course, you can eat it arai. So Rav Shimon's idea is the fact you took a truma doesn't make it now more obligated in Meiser. Adrab, it should be now less obligated in Meiser because he has less obligations to fix it. Continues the Gemara of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Rishon Mao Sheitvu Lesheni. I mean, this is a sugi we learned earlier, but now the Gemara is speaking according to Rav Shimon. If he took on Ma'isa Rishon, is he obligated in Ma'isa Sheni? So says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Lashitaso, he has to say in Kavuchemer. Ma'im b'shol sheyesh lezika shri ma'isos. When you have both ma'isos, Ma'isa Rishon and Ma'isa Sheni, ato mo muto, you say you can eat arai. It's not chayav in ma'isos. B'shol sheyesh lezika lezika's ma'isos echod. If he really took on Ma'isa Rishon, and the only thing he left is Ma'isa Sheni, lo koshkan, of course he can eat arai. So the fact that he took out Truma and Meiser doesn't make it more obligated, it makes it less obligated according to Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, Hey Lach Isar Zeh, we learned this in the Mishnah, regarding a sale, if someone bought for something with somebody else, he's Chayav in Meiser, according to Reb Meir and Reb Onan argue. Says the Gemara, Zeh, Reb Shimon Ben Yochanan, Reb Hillel Ben Shimon Ben Elazar, Ma Palki, what's the Machlekes? Beloiket V'noy Selim, it's only if the seller picks up the fruits and gives it to the buyer. So there, Reb Meir says that's davar chashuv, and the buyer is chayav and meiser. Aval beloiket lechol, but if he picks up the fruits to eat, meaning the seller doesn't pick it up, he just tells the buyer, "Go pick up fruits for yourself." Kol ayim amoydu, everybody agrees shuechel achas upatur v'im tzir of chayav. Then everybody agrees that he can eat one by one, and he's going to be potter for meiser only if he puts two together is chayav, like Reb Yudah said regarding any type of sale. So the Gemara is saying, Reb Meir is not arguing unless the seller picked it up and gave it to the buyer. Reb Hillel b'Shem Ablozer, k'shem shechaluki kan, kach chaluki b'chotzer b'shmiro. The same machlokes you have regarding sale, you have regarding chotzer b'shmiro, meaning chotzer hamishtameres, when you put the fruits into a guarded courtyard. Toma Reb Yochanan said, mekach v'chotzer v'shabes einim toiro. Sale, courtyard, and Shabbos. I mean, once Shabbos comes in, it's something that Torah chayav in ma'aser. It's only Midera Bono that makes it Kavu Lemaiser. So therefore the halachas of all three are equal. And the same machlokes you have regarding a sale, you have regarding a chotzer. Meaning he says the clearer one, Reb Chaim explains that the Raisa one is a chotzer. Midera Bono and Yerchayev when you do a sale. But chotzer is Bechayim Midera Raisa. So therefore there everybody agrees that Yerchayev and Maiser, even Reb Yudah will agree to that. Chavirai b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, their friend sent him Rabbi Yochanan, kach meishi Rabbi Yudah's Rameir. Rabbi Yudah answers to Rameir regarding the sale. In atabur dili b'noisel b'noishu potter, someone gives it to his son. Is he potter for Meiser? The answer is yes. Mali aloiket v'noisel l'bnoi, mali aloiket v'noisel l'achir. What's the difference if he gives it to his son as a gift or he gives it to somebody else as a sale? Giving is not obligating on Meiser. Now the word goes back to what we said before, that the machlekes is only when the seller gives it to the buyer. But the buyer took it on his own, it's not chayav. So Reb Yudah and buyer either said, "My chamis meh, why do you think to say, what did you see to say, beloiket v'noy senloy, that what the Mishnah is talking about, that the seller is giving it to it. Maybe we're talking about the buyer's picking it up, how do you see that in the Mishnah? It can't be that he's doing it on his own. Ella beloiket v'noy senloy, only talk about that the seller gave it to the buyer. How do you know that? Because the Mishnah brought the example, the story of Ginas Radim. Ginas Radim means it was a rose garden. That there we spoke about the case that of a sale of a rose garden. In a sale of a rose garden, the seller will never allow the buyer to pick it up on his own because he's going to ruin the roses. That's what the Gemara says, Yislach meimar Ginas Radim beloiket v'oichel? Could it be by a rose garden that the buyer bought, picked up on his own? Loi beloiket v'oichel. It must be that the seller picked it up and gave it to him. A seller of a rose garden will never allow the buyer to go in and do it on his own. So also the rest of the Mishnah is when he's giving it to him. And how do we know that the Ginas Radim is that the seller is giving? Do Amrli will tell him, and he tells him, if you're going to come in, you're going to ruin the roses. So that's a raya that our Mishnah is talking about, that the seller is the one handing it to the buyer. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a good raya. Masniso pligo alavayav de Ramano. The Braisa says that the raya of Raman is not a good raya. What do we see in the Braisa? Says the Gemara, if you chesa mud alef. Karmani moichel echon. Someone says to his friend, I'm selling you a vineyard. Hava pishayim b'kfonim areizamachor. Even though there's no vines in it, there's no trees, it is still sold. Shaloi mocheloi elashmoi. Because it's the name. This thing used to be once a vineyard. Now, even though there's no more vines and there's no more trees, there's no more grapes over here, it's still called a vineyard. That's what he meant to sell. Similarly, someone tells his friend, I'm selling you an orchard. Even though there's no trees, he sells it. He didn't sell him actual trees, even though he called it an orchard. Even though he called it a paradise. He didn't really mean a paradis. He meant to say this place, which is called a paradis, because once it used to be a paradis, once it used to be an orchard, even though right now it's empty. So here could be the same thing, says the Gemara. When it says Gina Svaradim, not necessarily talk about a rose garden. It could be a place that used to be a rose garden, and it still has the name Gina Svaradim, rose garden, even though there's no roses there. So after, in the case of this Mishnah, we talk about that the seller allowed the buyer to take it on his own. Hi, a seller will never allow a buyer to go into a rose garden. That's only when you have roses. But maybe this garden had no roses. If there's no roses, why is it called Gina Svaradim? Because the name stayed, as we saw in the Braisa we just mentioned. So there's no raya from the Mishnah that we're talking about, that the seller gave it to the buyer, and that the buyer did not take it on his own. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestros Daf Yud Zayin.